7. Try never to harm another person, place, or thing in any way, but only to help others and love them as best you can, especially when they have made a mistake or have done something wrong. 8. There is enough for everyone. It takes very little to be happy, and the fastest way to create happiness for yourself is to create happiness for another. 9. Your very best friend is life itself, because it never ends. When the portion of your life that you spend on earth is over, there will be no judgment day, no condemnation, and no punishment, but simply an opportunity for you to review all of the thoughts, words, and actions of your life and decide whether, as you go on to other adventures, you wish to choose again when confronted with similar circumstances. Choice is the process by which you evolve and ultimately experience who you really are. These are the 9 components of the core curriculum of the first years of creation education. The messages will become more sophisticated as the child moves on.
That sounds wonderful, but what about the 3 R's?
Ah, yes. Reconciliation, recreation, and reunification.
No, I was talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Well, there you are again, stuck in your old model.
Yeah.
The 3 R's that you would teach your children about are not nearly as important as the 3 R's that tomorrow's God will invite you to teach your children about.
You mean our children don't have to learn to read, write, or work with numbers?
Of course they do, but only as tools with which they can create reconciliation, recreation, and reunification. Those are the 3 R's with which both you and your children can create a new tomorrow. In the days of the new spirituality, the priority of education will no longer be the dissemination of facts, but the increasing of sensitivity and awareness and understanding and compassion and acceptance and celebration and of appreciation for the awe and wonder of life.
Tell me more about the first R. How would this work?
Reconciliation must include restoration of your societies, groups, and individuals, so that they may feel whole again. This includes reparations for past losses to the extent possible. People must feel empowered to be who they are before they can begin to think about who they might become. Restoration projects should include closing the gap between the world's rich and the world's poor. It is more than any other single factor, poverty and meager education, which translates into lack of opportunity and lack of awareness, that keeps the human race at the adolescent stage in its evolutionary development. Reconciliation, as described here, is the first step in the process of human renewal. You must see what you have done before you can see what you are going to do.
Okay. And the second R?
Recreation means renouncing the old ways and the old stories and the old habits and the old rationales and the old reasons for doing things, and recreating yourselves anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. We are talking here about redefining yourselves as a species. If you wish to live together in peace and harmony, your world is going to have to reinvent itself, creating new ideas about what it means to be human, what it means to be successful, what it means to be abundant and happy.
And the third R?
Creation education, which, by the way, will provide programs not only for children but for people of all ages, will always encourage humanity to seek the experience of reunification with all that is. That means with God and with all humans everywhere. It means mind melding with all of life in its many manifest forms. It means becoming one. This last of the new 3 R's may be the most important of them all. For if this can be accomplished, everything else will fall into place. the realization that you are one being, that everything in life is really one thing, manifesting, can and will change your entire experience forever.